Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Anything that you can do in Washington to kind of help, other than what you've done already, but to try to help these struggling small business owners?
Well, we've certainly provided some significant resources here. The problem is that the governor of Pennsylvania doesn't appear in any real sense of urgency of getting the economy opened back up. You know, as I said from the beginning, our concerted response to this virus should be to save lives, save jobs, and save the economy. But one is directly tied to the other. We've been strongly encouraging the governor. Members of the Pennsylvania Republican delegation sent a letter to him that said it's time that he brings others to the table. He needs to engage the state legislature. I think most importantly, he needs to engage our county commissioners. You know, they're the closest to the people. And yet he chooses to continue to offer a declaration and dictates. And that is just not the right approach here.
And he closed the Office of Public Records, so there's a lot of surreptitious activity going on in the governor's office, keeping open his privately owned business in York County while shutting down so many others. That's angered a lot of people in Harrisburg. And his Secretary of State, Dr. Rachel Levine, moving her own mother from a state-run facility to Hershey Lodge back in March, knowing full well the firestorm that was about to hit the state. Do you think, and I know I may be getting into areas that are outside your purview here, but do you think that the Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, should step down over this scandal?
Well, I don't know. It does call into question, where was the Secretary's advice with the governor? If the Secretary recognized that there was an imminent threat to her mother, then where was that advice when it came to long-term care? The people working in nursing homes are just among the frontline heroes. And unfortunately, they wound up with most of the sick cases. Pennsylvania is one of six states where more than 50% of the deaths that occurred in long-term care.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a lack of professionalism. I think it was a lack of support on the side of the state. I think you raise an excellent question there. And also, you know, where are the other state row officers? Where's the auditor general? No direction coming out of that office to see this coming, that we could have reallocated better resources. There's just a lot of questions are going to have to be sorted through as we get through this.
Yeah, and I know we'll get to that eventually, and maybe it's unfair to Monday morning quarterback this now, but for the life of me, I can't understand, because New York did the same thing, ordering these COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. And at least in New York, the hospitals are empty upstate. These hospitals are like, we got room to bring them here, and yet the governor of New York and in Pennsylvania as well back in March put these COVID-19 positive patients in nursing homes. And we're at where we're at. I think that's a question not enough of the media is asking why they did that, GT.
Yeah, and it's like the nursing homes were at the bottom of the totem pole in terms of financial resources. The hospitals that I have, and I probably have close to two dozen hospitals in the 24% of the landmass that I represent. And yeah, most of those hospitals, I say probably all those hospitals have laid people off. Very few admissions. Now, there's other parts, obviously, of New York in the city where it's a more concentrated, more dense population, and it's a different picture.
One final question for you, GT, then we'll let you go. Phase 4, the stimulus, this is the component that deals with state and local governments. When can we expect action on this in the Congress?
Well, you know, I don't know if New York is like Pennsylvania, but the action that needs to happen is out of the governor's office. We've, for example, as a part of the CARES package, Pennsylvania has sent $9.7 billion. 55% of that was to go out to counties and local municipalities. And yet, only the top, I believe, five counties, the larger counties, those with population over 500,000, got any money.
Huh.
And the other 60-some counties in Pennsylvania, we've got nothing. They've got nothing from our governor. So, you know, before Washington sends any more money to states, we need to see that the monies that we've already committed and deployed, the checks have been written, they've been cashed and deposited at our state capitals. We need to see how that money, first of all, we need that money sent to where it needs to be, and that's out to our counties. What's being proposed right now, what we're talking about, what Mrs. Pelosi passed out of the House with bipartisan opposition, it was all based on emotion and projection of emotion. It was not based on data. It was not based on science. Business owners, they need to open back up, and they're going to take whatever measures they need to in order to keep both their customers and their employees healthy. Mm-hmm. But there doesn't seem to be any trust coming from state government that we as citizens have the capability of making those kind of sound decisions.